The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Getting you ready to tackle your day with tips and tools for your health and wellness. Join me, Dr. Amanda Williams, Chief Scientific Director at Invite Health, with the only radio show that's focused on mind-body medicine, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Hello and welcome to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there, and I hope that you are doing the right things when it comes to the foods that you're choosing and maybe getting in a little exercise. But as we've been focusing in on, it's hot, so you have to stay hydrated. I'm going to get into that into some more detail about midway through the show, because we talked about that study yesterday that Alex brought to my attention about the different medications and how certain medications can actually make you more prone to dehydration and to a potential heat stroke. And that's definitely not a good thing when temperatures all over the place are on the rise and people are just trying to stay cool. So to think that your medication for your blood pressure, for example, could be putting you at a greater risk, you need to be aware of these and you have to make sure that you're staying hydrated. So I'm going to get into hydration in a little bit, but here's a new study that came out, and I must tell you all about it because it's one of those things where it doesn't make a lot of sense, but they put it out there. And this is coming from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, and they said that there are some new national guidelines that they're looking at to try to prevent obesity in midlife women. I said, okay, well, let me take a gander through this study. And they published this in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and what that actually means is anyone who is an internist, so a regular primary doctor, if they're staying on top of their, you know, continuing education, they should be reading this particular journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine. Hence, it's their little world. And they said more than two-thirds of middle-aged women are overweight or obese. Well, that shouldn't come as a surprise to us. We know that 50% of Americans are going to be categorized as being obese, not overweight, but obese, by the year 2030. So we know that this is a problem. I talk about this often, and it's really a comprehensive problem when you start to look at the chronic disease states outside of that of just the obesity. So that's why they start to have the new little tagline of diabesity, looking at diabetes and obesity being this comorbid condition. So they said, well, given that women have this increased risk for weight gain during the middle part of their life, which is true, and the reason why is because we look at the hormonal implications to that. So as women are going through menopause, oftentimes you start to see this shift in terms of metabolism and the loss of key hormones such as testosterone, which helps to maintain muscle mass in both men and women. When you start to see these levels plummet off going through menopause, then you can oftentimes see this increase in excess weight that women can start to gain. So these are all known things. I'm not going to argue any of those points. They said, well, we're looking at recommendations based off looking at these different clinical trials of roughly over 50,000 middle-aged women between the ages of 40 and 60 in the United States. And they said many of the studies were looking at why women were gaining weight, but not really doing much about it. It's like, okay, we can see that there's a hormone issue, but let's not address the hormone issue. Let's not do anything to try to balance the hormones and correct this problem. And what was so interesting about this study is that nowhere in here do they mention anything about lifestyle modifications. Like, well, maybe if we start to impress upon healthier diet, exercise, none of that is really addressed in this whole thing. And this is what I talk about on a regular basis. You have to be proactive in your own health. There are many different reasons as to why people struggle with maintaining healthy weight throughout their life. We can look at stress. We can certainly look at genetic issues, the way that your body metabolizes different nutrients, the way that your body processes and stores fat. We can certainly look at hormonal imbalances, including thyroid dysfunction, and of course, any imbalance in estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So we can look at all of these, but they're not even talking about this. They just said, well, it's important that we start to stress that people invest in good health and that there's plenty of help out there available. That's their, I'm like, well, what does that actually mean? Like, just invest in good health. They don't define what they think good health is, but they do get into, you know, some options. And they said, well, maybe they can see someone for weight loss medications. Maybe they can go talk to someone and be put on medication for weight loss. Or maybe people who have really severe obesity, these women that are falling into this category, maybe they should be looking at bariatric surgery. So I just sat here and I thought to myself, okay, this is like their big headline news that they want to talk about this obesity crisis that's occurring in particular in women of that menopausal age, but there's no solution. So this is why I wanted to bring this up, because you know that it always comes down to finding that root cause. We need to recognize where we can create balance. If it is a hormonal issue, we need to alter the intake of high processed foods, because we know that that just runs amok in the body and will just continue to drive up inflammation, and it blocks different pathways for proper metabolism. So your foods really do matter. And, you know, I always go back to the old saying, you are what you eat, but there is a lot of truth to that. And this kind of takes me to another study that I found incredibly intriguing. I meant to talk about this a couple of weeks ago when it came out, but I moved on to the next thing. That's how my brain kind of works. So I'm coming back to it because I was like, oh yeah, this study was really interesting. It was done over in Scotland. And they found that children are more likely to prefer foods they believe to be natural as opposed to something that was grown in a lab. Okay, so we're putting kids up to the test. And I talked about this with my experience in pediatric cardiology and kids who were eating high processed foods, the ultra processed foods, and they don't necessarily know better, because if that's what's put in front of them and that's what they grow up on, that's what they're going to eat. That's what they're going to gravitate to. That's according to their parents, what their taste buds like. But let's look at this study, because I found it really quite interesting. They said that the tendency in adults to prefer natural foods is fairly well documented. Like, if you give people an option between this is really healthy versus this is not healthy, most people will choose the healthy alternative. The problem is that because of people's lifestyles and always being on the go or feeling like they don't have the time to eat healthy, this is why choosing bad foods is often the winner. So, University of Edinburgh, along with researchers over at Yale, they said, well, let's look and see if we present these children between the ages of 6 and 10 years old, and we're going to show them three different apples, and we're going to tell them that one of those apples was grown on a farm. And this is a very cool study, Alex, because this brings in that mindfulness component that I'm always talking about, like using your mind, being present, paying attention to what you're eating. So they tell these little kids, they say, okay, one of these apples was grown on a farm. One was made in a lab, and the other was grown on a tree, but inside of a lab. So these little kids can picture this. They're like, okay, well, there's this little scientific lab where they just somehow grew an apple. Then they have another scientific lab where there's a tree in there, and that's how the apple's growing. And then they have this beautiful farm where there's this lovely apple tree, and you get the apple from there. So they wanted to see what the kids would prefer. Well, amazingly, the kids were like, hello, I don't want any of the lab-grown apples or the lab tree-grown apples. I would like to have the apple from the farm. So when it comes to even little kids, when they are given the option of having something that's healthy, they are going to choose the right foods. The thing is we need to get rid of the bad food choices and have more of the healthy food choices. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I hear the music, so that means I need to take a break. You are listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we are talking about this fascinating study where if you give kids the option to eat something healthy, they will usually take that. The problem is that most little kids, especially in this country, are exposed to so many bad foods. I talked about this the other day about the Mountain Dew and in parts of Kentucky, and I watched that documentary, and that people had what they called Mountain Dew mouth. And they were showing that people were even putting Mountain Dew in baby bottles. And I remember you were like, huh? When we talked about that, Alex. So if you were to think about this, say if someone came to you today and they said, hey, Alex, these are your options. You can have, this piece of fruit. Let's stick with an apple. You can have this apple, and it is grown in this organic farm somewhere in upstate New York. Or you can have this apple over here that was made in this warehouse, you know, somewhere over in Queens. Which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go apple picking because that's just more natural, is it not?
It is. But isn't that not amazing? When you think about it that way, you're like quick to say, yeah, I want the natural one. But when we walk into a grocery store and you see things that we convince in our brain is food, but it's really just some type of modified, ultra-processed version of a food, that people will select that over something that's natural. It's kind of one of those things where mindfulness matters. And back to this study, they took it a step further and they said, well, let's just give them different options when it comes to juice. And anyone who's ever listened to me knows I'm not a fan of juice. I just call it sugar water. If you're going to have juice, just eat the fruit because at least you're getting the fiber from that. I am not a fan of juice. So let me just get that out there because people will email me and they'll say, well, you know, I have cranberry juice every morning. And I'm like, let's pump the brakes on that.
But is it natural cranberry juice? Come on now.
No, because try and find a natural cranberry juice. I mean, a lot of the stuff is cranberry juice cocktail or even when they say like from concentrate, it's usually if you really look at juice labels, it's usually like an apple juice that's blended with another juice. They're not the best option. Let's just put it out there. I will make a caveat to that because there are certain things like you can find some ginger, turmeric, beetroot that are very clean, natural, organic, just the straight juice. But for the most part, the majority of juice, it's kind of like the same thing when you look at like protein bars. It's very hard to find a protein bar that's healthy. They market them really well, but to find like a clean protein meal replacement, I always tell people like let's skip the whole meal replacement protein bar. Get yourself some of the weight management powder from Invite Health because at least that way you're getting your protein, you're getting some fiber, you are also getting a complete multivitamin, multi-mineral. So if you're going to skip a meal, at least do it the right way so you're getting all of the main nutrients that you need from a desired food. So that's always my best thing. But back to the study. So they gave them four different options when it came to juice. They said one they described as, oh, this was fresh squeezed from a farm. And then they
you know, went down the line and they had, oh, well, this one was made in a lab and this one has some chemicals, but we tried our best to remove those. And then they asked the little kids, well, which one do you want to drink? And the kids were like, well, what are you, crazy? Of course, I want to have the one that was fresh squeezed from the farm. So it just goes back to even what I talked about with the chef from Portable Chef NYC. When you look at sourcing of the foods that you are going to eat, that should matter to you. You know, a lot of people are very selective about certain things. When it comes to, maybe you are an Android user, maybe you just swear by your iPhone, but people are very selective to certain things that they like and they don't like. But yet when it comes to foods, it's like you don't think about the fact that maybe you're, you know, food's been on the back of a Cisco truck that's been shipped up from Texas up to you there in New York, and it's sat in traffic for, you know, hours and hours
really
and hours.
Delicious to have, though.
I know.
Come on. Who doesn't want rotting, you know, fruits and vegetables on the New Jersey Turnpike? Who doesn't want that? I mean, it sounds delectable, doesn't it?
You know, it's so funny because being that I'm from Michigan, so in Michigan you have, you know, you have cherry season and then you have apple season. And I was at a grocery store and it was in the winter and they had these bags of apples and they're like, you know, farm fresh Michigan apples. I'm like, okay, even if you pause for 1 second and thought to yourself like, okay, so Michigan's pumping out apples in the middle of February? Like, no, they're not. So what did they do with those apples? They picked them during the harvest season, but then they just keep them in like the freezer section and then they bring them out and then they put them out. It's just use common sense sometimes when it comes to the foods that you're eating. And this so much is where we can start to gain traction when it comes to our wellness, when it comes to our own individual health. And this is really key and essential because if we continue to go down this path of the ultra processed foods and seeing, you know, one thing after the next on ultra processed foods, there was a study last week that made national news. And I don't remember if they were just referring to ultra processed foods in the setting of chronic disease. I believe that's what the study was, which of course makes sense. Let me see if I can find this. Oh, cognitive decline. This is what it was. Cognitive decline linked to ultra processed foods. Okay. Should we be surprised? No. But am I happy that they're at least talking about that? Of course I am. And when it comes to your energy, which is what my focus was this week, is I really want people to understand that if you feel like you're lacking energy, we can help you. We can help you turn that around. We can help you with your diet to make sure that you're getting energy-rich foods. We can certainly help you with the supplements because Invite Health is just loaded down with tons of energy-producing supplements. Our ribose, I always default back to this because I'm telling you, Alex, I work with a lot of people who fall into that spectrum of kind of having the fibromyalgia, the unidentified fatigue that they bounce from one doctor to the next, and the doctors keep saying, we don't know what's wrong with you. So,
invisible disabilities are a real thing. And I guess what you're saying is the mainstream healthcare system doesn't know how to handle the invisible disabilities.
100%. I remember seeing a psychiatrist talk many years ago, and he was actually fighting with some of his colleagues because he's more of a functional doctor. So, and many of the mainstream psychiatrists were like, well, what is this guy talking about? Because he was like, we're the only doctors who we never examine what our area of expertise is. Like, you know, a psychiatrist, they're supposed to be the expert in terms of the brain and how the brain is working for the emotional balance of the body, but yet they never, you don't analyze that, right? You're just basically sitting there and asking someone questions. And so he said, you know, I need to actually do PET scans. I need to look and see what's happening in these people's brains so I can find the pathology. I can see what's actually wrong. And they're all like, well, this guy's, he's out there. Like, what is he talking about? Why does he want to look at the brain? He's like, that's the area that I treat. I should be able to see this. And it's amazing because he's worked with many NFL players with, you know, who have had the, obviously, we've talked about the traumatic brain injuries, and we see this to be a continued
problem, not only in the NFL, but also in, you know, professional soccer. And so many people are playing soccer and, you know, headbutting the ball. We talked to Dr. Matthews about this and how vitamin D is so key to neuronal connectivity and helping to support the skull and protect the skull. But it's still a major issue. So we have to always be aware of this. And when it comes down to just regular doctors looking and assessing at someone's, like you said, silent or they can't see the symptom, they oftentimes just kind of poo-poo it down as like, eh. Or they say the famous line, it's all in your head. And that to me is one of the most...
Gaslighting.
Yes. I tell you, in working with my medical students through those years, how many of those students were told by doctors, oh, it's just all in your head. And then they would talk to me and they're like, oh, Dr. Williams, I don't understand. Like, you know, is it just me? And I'm like, no, you're a medical student. You are incredibly stressed out. You're doing everything wrong when you think you're doing everything right. So let's try and refocus, recalibrate you and get you back on track. And it's amazing. I had a student who reached out to me last week, and such a sweet girl. She's going to be an excellent physician. So I'm always very happy when I know that someone's going to, you know, make a difference in the world moving forward. And she struggled. I must tell you, she had so much self-doubt and didn't believe in herself, even though she was an incredibly smart woman. And, but she overcame everything and she started to build up this confidence. But a lot of it came down to, she was going out and seeking help for anxiety because she would get test anxiety. And they kept telling her like, oh, well, this is just in your head. You'll be fine. This is in your head. Or they were trying to give her medication for anxiety. And she's like, I really don't want to take this medication. So we worked, very closely together to make sure that she was doing the right things when it came to her sleep, quality and being on a regular routine, getting the right nutrients, having high antioxidant foods, foods that help to power up her brain as opposed to shutting her brain down. And, you know, every day she was like, I'm eating my blueberries. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And it made such a difference. So she was able to continue on. She's getting ready to graduate. So I'm very excited for her. But
well, congratulations
energy.
To you, because you said you were her teacher, right? Or professor?
Yeah. So I have a lot of students where, you know, having someone who will listen to you when you're struggling or you feel like you're alone, but it's someone that, like for them, they felt like, oh, well, she understands. She's been where I've been. And I did, clearly. And I told them, listen, guys, speaking from experience, I lived on mac and cheese going through medical school. Not a good idea. Looking back on it now, yeah, I really should have been powering up my brain as opposed to every day hindering my brain. So they understood when I would speak to them, like, these are the things that we really need to focus on. You can't be staying up till 2-3 in the morning trying to study. And then, as I mentioned yesterday, and then try to set your alarm clock for 4 in the morning, get back up and then try to study more. You have to be able to have balance. You have to be able to disconnect from that studying environment. You have to have a life outside of medical school. And this is said true of many industries. You know, there are people who just get so involved in their day-to-day work and they become almost isolated in a sense. And then they start to wonder, why do I not have any energy? It's like, because you are not allowing your body to function the way that your body wants to function. You know, our bodies are amazingly well-performing machines, but there's only so much. You know, you get to that point where it's like, enough is enough. And your body's like, yeah, you know what? I'm burned out. I'm done. We don't ever want you to get to that point. So that's why we have these different nutrients. I talked about that ATP yesterday and how that's amazing for, you know, anyone overcoming any type of illness, maybe you have bronchitis, the flu, after surgeries. Definitely ATP is a go-to supplement that we have. And then the True Energy Packs, to me, this is an excellent thing to have because, number one, it helps with that hydration component too, because it's a packet, you add it in with that water. And it's that combo of having that rhodiola extract with that ginseng to really power up your cells. But we're going to talk more about hydration because at the end of the day, it's hot. It's steamy. People are not doing usually the right things when it comes to their daily intake of fluid. So we're going to talk about that on the flip side of this break. You are listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
We're surviving, we're still living. I was stronger.
And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. And yesterday, Alex and I were talking about the study on heat exhaustion and how different medications can lead you down this path. And dehydration is a major issue. It's estimated that, you know, on any given day, 75% of Americans are dehydrated. People are not consuming enough fluid, and the fluid has to be coming from water, not from drinking pop, as I call it, from Michigan, or soda, not from drinking sugar water, such as juice. You have to make sure that you are staying hydrated. We understand this to be a more prevalent issue as people get older, because you have to add in the complexity of medications that they are on, along with just declining health, maybe because of chronic disease states. So usually the focus is, you know, severe dehydration in people who are elderly with different diseases. But we know that as a whole, we are chronically dehydrated. And this can lead to significant issues. If you have that loss of fluid and that screws up your electrolytes, that can be a major problem. So there are easy, simple ways now for us to actually stay on top of being hydrated. So I'm being joined now by my colleague from Invite Fitness, Seth Grossman, and he is going to tell us about this really amazing way for you to stay hydrated and to keep track of that. And for many people who are into, you know, monitoring their health, this is something that you want to pay attention to. So how are you doing today, Seth?
Doing well, Doc. How are you?
I am wonderful on a Wednesday. So we've been talking a lot about the, you know, staying hydrated, because it's been so darn hot everywhere throughout the country. And I know that you've got a very nifty way for people to kind of get a grip of staying hydrated.
We do. We offer a product from a company called Hydrate Spark. Basically, it's a really nicely designed water bottle. They come in two sizes, 21 ounce and 32 ounce, if you are so desired to go for the 32. But basically, it is a connected water bottle. And when I say that, it has an app for your phone, either Android or iPhone. And once you download the app, the bottle connects to the phone via Bluetooth. So basically, it does a couple of things for you. One, it reminds you to drink. It's got a little LED lights, colored lights on the bottom of the bottle that will start blinking if you haven't taken a drink in a long enough time to remind you to drink. And once you do drink, that amount of fluid gets recognized in the app, so you can keep track of how much water you drink on a daily basis.
That is really advanced, isn't it? I mean, to think back in the day, we just had to count ourselves and pay attention to how much water we were drinking. And I get this question a lot, Seth, where people say, well, how much, you know, should I be drinking? And it really can vary based off of each individual. And, you know, it used to always be, you know, six glasses, you know, 6 8-ounce glasses a day, or eight. But there is a lot of variability within that. You can look at
certain studies where they say, oh, well, men should be drinking, you know, 15 cups per day and women should be drinking about 11 or 12 cups per day. But there's going to be some, you know, variations to that depending on someone's health, depending on someone's activity level. And I think if you can have that connection where you can monitor this and you can track it in an easy way, you know, having your Hydrate Spark and have that tied up with your Fitbit, I think that that's a really nice way for people to, once again, stay on top of their hydration, because it is a major problem. And oftentimes people think it's only limited to the summer months, and that's certainly not the case. People can definitely get dehydrated even during the winter. So with this, is this something that you have found that people find the accessibility, like the use of using the Hydrate Spark and using it with their Apple Watch or whatnot, that it's very easy to use, and this is why people continue to come back and seek this out from you?
It definitely is. And the other, so there are two things that you can do that will help you. One, you could set your water goal per day so that it will help you reach that or attain that goal. And the other thing is, what I think is the most important is the whole reminder portion, because people are normally sitting at their desk doing their daily tasks, whatever it is, and they're not even thinking about taking a drink. So while this thing is sitting on your desk, by the way, they're all stainless steel bottles, so it'll keep your liquid cool for a 24-hour period, but hopefully you'll be filling up more than that. But at least it'll remind you to, hey, take a slug, take a sip, because that's how you're going to reach your goals. Most of the time you sit there and you wait to get thirsty to drink. This is going to just help you get to that healthy hydration point in your life.
And that's key. And, you know, we have a lot of people who will ask me, you know, hey, you know, Dr. Amanda, we know that you're not a big fan of juice, so maybe if I don't like water, I have so many people who tell me, I don't like water. I'm like, well, water shouldn't have a taste to it. But I always say there are many options. I mean, we have the alkalizer powder from Invite Health, which is a wonderful way to help balance the alkalinity in the body and create kind of more of a homeostasis for your muscles if you're kind of overdoing it and you are more prone to dehydration. So it's a combo of potassium and magnesium and beta alanine. The beta alanine regulates lactic acid. But the other thing that I often will turn people to, especially during the summer, is either the Oranges HX, which is a combination of those orange pigmented fruits and vegetables, and it has power amino acids in that to really help recharge the body. This is something that you can easily add in with some water and put that into your Hydrate Spark, and you can sip on that throughout the day. And it's a great way to get those nutrients in along with the fluids. And I know that with this, if people have, maybe they don't like drinking cold liquid, you can also use this as a hot. So if someone wants to use like the
green tea, not this one. These bottles don't do it. They do make a tumbler, which does the hot. So they have a couple of different models. All the varied models that we carry are not for warm. They are really strictly for cold, but they've just come out with something called a tumbler, and that is for hot as well. So they do have a solution, but you have to, if you're looking for hot, you're going to need the tumbler model, and they're on the site as well.
Right. Okay, so that's the one that I was familiar with, was looking at the tumbler. But mm-hmm. this is something that I have people where, you know, if they want to use the green tea or the white tea and they have it more room temperature or warm, obviously they can find that option as well. So now when it comes to, you know, other things that people are seeking out that I have people who reach out to me about, is they'll hear me talk about staying well, staying fit, maybe going to the gym is not their thing, and they want to work out at home. And I know that Invite Fitness, you guys are on the forefront of home fitness, and you've really kind of taken charge of this as the pandemic led people to work out more at home than, you know, as gyms and everything were closed. But some people, they're not into lifting weights and doing that, but they still want to do the stretching and toning. And I know when it comes to yoga, for many people, maybe you don't want to do an organized yoga class, but you still want to be able to utilize yoga training at home. So you also have some yoga equipment available.
We do. We sell, to me, one of the best brands on the market in yoga products. The brand is Manduka. We carry their best quality, their pro mats. They're 6 foot mats, very high quality rubber. And we have them in four different colors, a black, a green, a blue, and a purple. And we sell them as a kit together. So if you purchase from us, you get a mat, a cork block, and a color coordinated strap. So if you buy a black mat, you're going to get a black strap. A purple mat, you're going to get a purple strap. The cork are always cork. And then we have even two different types of cork. We could your choice of a lean cork, two blocks, lean blocks, or 1 4-inch cork block in your choice of how you buy the product. But again, these are not, simple roll it out mats. These are really, truly high quality, fairly thick for mats that will enable you to do the yoga better because of the type of mat and the fabric that it is made out of.
And, you know, that's important for a lot of our listeners because, as you said, there's low-quality yoga mats that people can locate in most places. But for someone to actually get down on the ground and to be able to do some stretching and toning, you want that to be of a comfortable variety. So you want to be using the highest quality that you can. So now if people are interested in trying to get a hold of the yoga mats or looking into the Hydrate Spark, how do they go about doing this?
They could jump onto the Invite Fitness website, invitefitness.com. And Dr. Randa, I gave you an access code for your listeners.
Yeah, Dr. Amanda.
Dr. Amanda, yep. All lowercase.
All lowercase. So Dr. Amanda, Dr. Amanda. And then they can take advantage of that. And what's really nice is, you know, when they're on the site, they can see all of the many other things that you have. As I said, you're very much on the forefront of home fitness. So I know in the future, we'll talk about some of the other more advanced home fitness things that you are offering. But let me ask you this, because I know that you yourself are very much into physical fitness and activity. And we talked about how you were using the Shocks headsets.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, are you tracking your water intake? Is this something that you're also doing?
You know, it's funny. It's the old plumber and the lack of plumbing at home. So unfortunately, I am one of those that don't drink enough and I am not tracking today. But you know what? I believe I will, purchase one of these bottles and start today. I will let you know that you're speaking about the Shocks headphones. I am actually talking to you on one of those today. I don't know how my audio is coming through on the radio,
oh,
but
really?
I am not talking in. Yeah, I am not talking into the phone. We're using a Shocks headphone.
Well, you know, and I just think it's so important because, you know, hearing is key, obviously. And Alex and I, after we spoke with you the last time, we were talking about how many little kids, you know, you see them at such a young age and they're pumping this, you know, music and sound into their ears. And you think about that damage. And so I always tell everyone, for anyone who's listening out there, maybe you've got grandkids and this is a concern of yours, get those headsets because you don't want to be having the earbuds. We talked about the potential for infection as well. But this is something that, you know, as a medical reason, if you have an alternative that has been shown to be of benefit, and like you said, it makes you more aware of your surroundings too. And the sound clearly is really good, is something that I definitely encourage people to look into. So as far as the accessibility of using the water bottle with, say, a current Apple Watch, this is a very easy to do process.
Definitely is. They have an app right on the Apple Watch, and both Apple and Fitbit will track through the watch to their apps of your intake. So you can have all this information on your wrist readily available to you or in the app on your phone from either the Hydrate Spark or Apple Watch or the Fitbit app, your choice, what you're wearing on your wrist.
Well, that is great. Well, thank you so much, Seth, for joining me today, and I will follow up with you and make sure that you're tracking your water because you got to stay hydrated. So, and I'll be sure to give everyone the information as to how they can locate you. But I appreciate your time today. Enjoy the rest of it.
Okay, thanks, Doc. Be well.
All right. And you guys have been listening to Invite Health Radio. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we will be right back just after this.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
And welcome back to Invite Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. We were just joined by my colleague from Invite Fitness, Seth Grossman, and we were talking about staying hydrated. He's got easy ways for people to do that, as well as yoga. And this is a big trend right now, Alex. I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago with the different free yoga, like yoga in the park and all the different activities that go on.
I believe as the dog days of summer are here, right?
Yeah. And there's so many ways. And a lot of times, and even if you're not like a big yoga person, or maybe you've never done yoga. I remember my sister used to do a yoga class and she was trying to show me some of the moves. And I was like, I can't do that. But it's not about being perfect in anything that you do. It's about getting yourself out there and trying something. And I always say when it comes to fitness, your fitness, that's kind of your own thing. So you may have your yoga mat and you're not doing the technical yoga moves, but you're using it for stretching and toning. And this is really important for supporting your underlying skeleton. I always say this, that moving is essential for the way that we age. And if we want to age gracefully, we want to maintain our bone density, we have to always pay attention to our core in particular, so that throughout the abdominal area, but you have to pay attention to staying toned. It's not about, you know, bulking up, you know, going and having to lift weights and getting, you know, big, huge muscles. That's not what it's always about. It's about maintaining flexibility. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm not flexible at all. And that's fine. You may not be that flexible, but you can still do things that maybe can increase your flexibility just from stretching. And this can be very therapeutic, especially after a long day. If you've had a, you know, stressful day, you feel like your energy levels are just tanking, what you do.
Or you just feel out of it, as some might from time to time just feel totally out of it, you know?
Exactly. And a lot of people, you know, you can have like days where you're like, I am on top of everything today. And then you can like feel like, what in the world just happened? I have no idea, but I have no energy. And this happens. It can be very cyclic for many people. But just taking, you know, time to pause, breathe, as I've talked to Wendy Fetterman about that before, like, just focus on your breathing. And then stretching, you know, just reaching up and stretching, or, you know, reaching down. They're just basic stretching and toning can do so much. And maybe you feel like, I don't have the energy to even stretch. Amanda, I just don't even have the energy to do that. You can do this, and you can include, start taking the multi-energy powder. It's the multi-energy. You're getting all your vitamins, your minerals, you're getting all those powerful nutrients to charge up your cells. So there are ways that we can skirt around where we may feel incredibly exhausted. We can still try and push ourselves, but we don't want to add insult to injury. You don't want to say, I'm exhausted, so I'm just going to, you know, order a pizza. And not that there's anything wrong to people who love their New York pizza, but you can't live on it every single day. So it should be more of a treat as opposed to a staple in your diet, because those different foods that you take in on a regular basis, if they are of the unhealthy variety, the burgers, the fries, the pops, the shakes, the sugar waters, the chips, all of those things. They are going to wear you down because they are not giving you any fuel for your cells. So if you already know, like, listen, I don't care what you're talking about changing the diet. I'm not changing myself. This is who I am. Well, at least give yourself those nutrients via using the multi-energy powder. Get on that Energy HX. You're getting that coenzyme Q10. You're getting that ginseng to power things up. And these nutrients, we know that they work. I mean, we're dealing with basic nutrients in the body. So I always say, you can look at things very simple. You can say either I'm toxic in something or I'm deficient in something. If I have not enough of something, what do I want to do? I want to add that in. If I have too much of something, what do I want to do? Remove that. So we can look at, you know, balancing out the body in a simple way, but you have to be proactive into it. You have to want to feel better. And that's really key. And most people have had times throughout their life where, you know, maybe you did. Maybe you got sick with, you know, some type of an illness.
Do you want a list?
Right. Exactly. And when you know when you yourself, Alex, have days where you're like, I can take on the world, and other days where you're like, oh my gosh, like, how am I going to make it through this day?
Exactly. Yes, very much so. And actually, this little session we have every week, every day is helping. So thank you for that.
I know. And you are becoming more mindful with your foods. I know that you are paying attention to your fluid intake and, you know, taking time each day to reflect and, you know, having gratitude for yourself. I think for many people, you know, you have different ends of the spectrum. You have people who are over gracious to themselves and say, everything I do is perfect. That's not what it's about. It's trying to have an appreciation of, like, what did I do good today? Is there something that I did good today? And for you, I mean, you're involved in so many different shows and making sure that all of these shows, you know, run without a hitch. And that's a lot of pressure on you, even though it doesn't come across to our listeners. I mean, there's so many moving parts that you are doing just to have this show go out along with, you know, working on Joe's show in the morning. And I mean, you're so involved in so many of the shows throughout the day on 970. And that can come with so much excitement for you, but also it can come with a lot of stress. And so it's just like at the end of your day, like to always look back and say, you know what I did? I did a really good job doing this today. Or, oh, you know what?
It's like,
I ran into,
yeah. You do one good thing to make it right, even off radio. But even so, like, did we do at least one thing to make things right? Like, that's always a goal. It's like, you always have that goal in mind to at least do one or two or three things right and then move on to the next day, sort of like that. And in the professional world, I think you feel this too. Always clean your plate off at the end of the day, meaning don't come into the next day with a lot still on the plate. Make it a fresh day every day.
Exactly. Because the work is always there. The work is always there. So is to come in with that fresh mindset every day and tackle each day for what it is, and then be able to turn that part of your brain off and then go and decompress. It's really very important, because otherwise, like I said, we start to lose those coping reserves. We lose our coping mechanisms. And so we have to be able to power ourselves up. So all of the different energy formulations that we offer are very targeted towards specific needs. For some people, they really need that comprehensive approach. So the multi-energy is a great option, because then you're getting your vitamins and minerals. For others, maybe they just need that quick pick me up in the afternoon, because that's your time when you feel like you are crashing. So that's when the true energy formulation, or taking a scoop of the ribose and adding that in with some water. Excellent, excellent way. And I also, staying hydrated, that's key. So if you are interested in checking out all the things that Seth has over there at Invite Fitness, make sure that you go to his website. So it's invitefitness.com. And then you have to use the access code, which is Dr. Amanda, DRAMANDA. So Dr. Amanda, all one word. And you can see all of the many things that Seth has. Like I said, he is at the forefront of home fitness and home health, and just really geared towards the needs of what many people who are in the wellness world are seeking out. People want high quality things to use when it comes to home fitness. People want things that are also affordable. And so Seth has these really high quality products that you can check out. So invitefitness.com and then use the access code Dr. Amanda. I definitely encourage people to do that. He's got so many things available, Fitbits, the garments. I mean, you name it, he's got it there. And, you know, maybe you heard us last week talking, or a couple weeks ago, talking about the hearing aids. So, I mean, all of these different things that he has available. So definitely check that out. And of course, he is my colleague, so I put that out there, but we work very closely together because there are many of his products that go really lovely with so many of the formulations that I'm involved with working on. So I work with him very closely on that because we recognize that wellness is a comprehensive approach. It's not just one lane. It's not just here, eat healthy. It's eat healthy, do the right things when it comes to your mindfulness, when it comes to exercise, and of course, when it comes to your dietary supplementation. So we really do that unique approach. Once again, I go back to that, Alex, we are uniquely New York, and we are so unique in the services that we offer. And many times people don't even realize that we do, you know, the genetic testing and that we have Invite Fitness with all of these wonderful products available.
What I was trying to figure out before we end today is, what products do you recommend that could be taken cold, like in these bottles that Invite Fitness was telling us today?
Oh, definitely the ribose. The ribose complex is a wonderful one to put into that cold bottle. The multi-energy is a great one as well. And of course, the Oranges HX. I love that product. So definitely get over to one of the Invite locations. Check those out. If you have questions, don't be shy or bashful. Reach out to one of our nutritional experts or reach out to me directly, awilliams@invitehealth.com. That's awilliams@invitehealth.com. Be well. Join us tomorrow.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
The preceding program paid for by Invite Health, Inc.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.